This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Front Range rail leaders are eyeing a funding ballot measure in 2026, not 2024. Governor Polis had been pushing rail officials to put a sales tax measure on this year's ballot. But Board Chair Chris Nevitt says they need more time to plan.
Everything that we've done so far has just reinforced how much Front Range passenger rail is valued as an idea, but we did know all along that we were sprinting and we didn't have all the answers.
The rail district's full board will make a decision later this month. We've had no comment from the governor's office. Highway officials hope to reopen a bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir for the July 4th weekend. The bridge on U.S. Highway 50 has been closed since April 18th after inspectors found a crack in the steel structure. CDOT says repairs at four critical points could allow limited traffic on the bridge. Complete repairs to fully reopen the bridge would stretch into the fall. CDOT says the timetable is weather dependent. A new state law requires more communities in Colorado to allow ADUs, accessible dwelling units. It's seen as a way to ease the housing crunch. Robin Kenich is a former Denver City Council member who's worked on housing and zoning. She's now a fellow with the Bell Policy Center and has researched the impact of ADUs in states like California and New Hampshire.
This was really surprising to me. ADUs are rarely used for short-term rentals in the state of California. If we help moderate income families build ADUs, they are the most likely to use them to house family members and the least likely to rent them out as short-term rentals.
Kenich says most of the permits to build ADUs in California have gone to individual homeowners, not to LLCs or corporations looking to flip properties as an investment. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the mid-70s. Could be a little warmer and closer to 80 tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.